I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
All right, we're going to get the sense of what this means to Argentines. Great friend, you know him in Houston for a long, long time in the soccer community. Danny Gonzalez, he is the owner of Tortoni Restaurant, which is out on I-10, right near Patagonia, and our good friend Sebastian Abraham. These two guys love each other, even though they're Danny's a River Plate fan, and Sebastian's a Boca Juniors fan. Danny joins us now. Danny, how are you?
Glenn, how are you? Good evening, sir.
I'm wishing you and Tortoni.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, I'm wishing you and Tortoni lots of people coming in, buying pasta and eating and living life like an Argentine does, right?
Yes. Yes. Well, you know, today's a little different than what it used to be, you know, but we're still hanging in there, you know. We're tied with a couple of minutes left, so we're still, you know, hoping that we're going to win. So. And we're going to beat this virus and everything is going to be back to normal. So hopefully, you know, that comes soon.
River Plate tonight in the Copa Libertadores. All right, Danny, as an Argentine, yeah. When you heard the moment that Diego Maradona had passed, just tell me your feelings and what occurred.
Well, I thought it was a joke. It was somebody, actually it was my granddaughter, you know, who told me and said, hey, Abuelito, Maradona died. And I, you know, and I said, what does she know? And I said, no, what does she know? I mean, she confused the name or something. So I did not pay attention, to be honest with you. I thought it was, you know, something, you know, completely made up. It was a big mistake. So after, you know, we went for lunch with my daughter and my granddaughter and we were laughing, you know. And so then I got home, I turned on the TV, and I checked, you know, on the lower third on the TV, you know, I think it was ESPN or something like that. It said that Maradona has passed away. And then it hit me, and it hit me hard. And I said, no, this cannot happen. You know, once for everything that Maradona has done for us, I mean, you know, I was a soccer player, Glenn. No, the only player in the world who pulled out a tear from me was Maradona in 1996. That was the only one. The pride that he showed, you know, on the national team, how important was the national team shirt, even though he was a big fan of a Boca Juniors, and you know, he was the god of Naples in Italy. But the most important thing for him was always, you know, the Argentinian national team. So that, you know, it just made me so proud. I felt so good, you know, all my life with this guy. Even though, you know, sometimes, you know, he say things that I don't agree with, but I cannot take it away that. He did the most important things for all Argentinian people, you know. And then by doing that, he make everybody fall in love with soccer of his style of playing. And really, he was humble. He was, you know, his level of education was very limited. Remember that this guy at 17, he was put on the Eiffel Tower. You know, with 500 reporters, they were educated, and there was not a fair fight right there. And then this guy became the father of his father, the father of his brothers. he became the head of the family, and at that early age, he started doing that, you know, for his whole family, you know, which is admirable. You know, I mean, you have to admire that in a person, you know, his kindness with the family, and you know, being like that, you know, you have to recognize the person. Like I said, even though, you know, sometimes he say things that they don't recall you, or they don't, you know, you don't agree with, but overall, you know, he was one of a kind, and he will be remembered for forever, I guess.
Talking to Danny Gonzalez, the owner of Tortoni Restaurant, former soccer player. He's been in the media. I mean, Danny's done it all. As an Argentine, and when you look back at your country right now, and you know, you see what's going on with Maradona. He's lying in state. He's, you know, taken to be buried. Is he too godlike? I mean, has he been deified too much?
Yeah, I think in a way, you know, I think he was planning this moment. I mean, I had conversation with his nephew who lives here in Houston, and there is a lot of signs, you know, that more than a recognition that has been for him lately, you know, in every field around the country in Argentina, it was more than a farewell. You know, I think he. You know, this guy has been under the radar under the microscope, I'm sorry, for all his life. And I think he got tired of it. You know, he got tired of it. One of the things I recall with me, Glenn, is they asked him like 10 years ago. He said, you know, you reach the pinnacle. You reach to the top. And he said, yeah, I mean, I was a lucky guy. I did it, you know, and I did it with soccer. I did it with my passion. And he said, and I know not too many people reach that status. And then the reporter asked him, so how does it feel? And he said, very lonely, because you are by yourself on top of, you know, on the top of the world. And that's scary, you know, because as a human, just like you and me and everybody else, Glenn, you know, the real values are friends and family, and this guy to think like that you know, he was looking up, you know, looking down from upstairs, but he didn't have any. He was lonely, and he knew that he was lonely, and that's one of the things, you know, that it hits me the most, you know, and then, you know, he recognized all his mistakes. And one of the things that make me laugh is when he said that, you know, what a player I could have become if I didn't do drugs. And I, you know, and I hope, you know, every young player can listen to that, you know, and trying to reach their highest level. Because he made a mistake, he recognized it, and he paid for it.
You know, you brought something up interesting. He was asked to be a decision maker at such a young age, supporting his family, thrust in front of the media at a very young age. And one of the things everybody says is that he never really tried to solve problems with anybody's help. Now, you know, somebody that's addicted and has those types of problems probably is going to need help. Do you think that's based on the way he was raised and the fact that he was thrust into the responsibility of financially and in other ways taking care of his family?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing, he was taking care of his family. The first contract he signed, you know, he grabbed all the money and bought his parents a house. You know, he's still driving a little Fiat 500, you know, it's a small and cheap car in Argentina. But he felt good, you know, buying his parents a house. But the only thing he knew about, you know, the togetherness with the family and protecting his family is the culture he was raised. But on the education part, I mean, to solve problems, you know, he was not prepared for that. He was, you know, he was outspoken. You know, remember he said, well, FIFA is a mafia. You know, this is, this is wrong. But he never had he didn't have the answer to that. He was complaining about the treatment for the working class people, for the poor people. but he never got an answer, you know, how to overcome that or how to, you know, make something good about it, you know, because, you know, I think he couldn't even finish fourth grade or fifth grade. So his level of education was, well, I mean, he learned what he knew. He was, you know, the street. He was streetwise. And he knows and he realized that, you know. Everything that he did was, coming out of a passion. The other thing is he reached such a pinnacle in his life that everybody told him yes on whatever he thought or whatever he wanted to do. You know, I was talking to Diego yesterday, and Diego told me, you know what's the problem? Is all the people around him, you know, they all took advantage of him financially. But, you know, if he will, I don't know, just grab a bottle and throw against a picture in a restaurant, the people that were with him, instead of to say, hey, Diego, come on, don't do that. I mean, remember, this guy almost didn't have a youth. The people told him, oh, Diego, you're awesome. Look at how you hit the picture with the bottle. That's awesome. You know, and so how can you learn? You and I and regular guys, you know, we can learn from mistakes. You know, somebody, somebody can tell you, hey, don't do that.
Yep.
But him, everything, you know, was cheered for. And
Danny, I'm up on a hard break. I do have to go, but I want to thank you. I want to mention again Tortoni Italian Restaurant. It's at 8412 Katy Freeway. Get out there, go in there and talk to Danny. By the way, a lot of soccer players going, including Matias Almeida was in Danny's restaurant, Tortoni.
Yeah.
And they go to Tortoni and they go to the Patagonia over with Sebastian, too. They're right next to each other. So,
That's right.
Get out there.
Today was Victor Cabrera, you know, the defender of the Houston Dynamo. And one of our regulars, when he's in town, is Matias Almeida.
Yeah, perfect. And Danny, the
breaking news, no, when he was going to San Jose.
No, I knew he was going to San Jose because Danny told me he was in his restaurant, but I did not reveal it on purpose because I wanted to remain a professional.
But
Danny, I'm going to do that thing with the wine bottle. What's that?
I say, you know why you did that? Because you're still a soccer player. You know, all the people that we play soccer professionally, We are a community, and we understand that, you know, you don't have to go out and crucify or break something. Regular...
No, but you know what, Danny? Listen to me very carefully. I am coming in. I'm going to do that Maradona thing with the wine bottle off the wall of one of the pictures in your restaurant, and I want you to tell me that you love me!
I love you, man. I love you. But then
all right,
I want
you
to check with the amount that you broke.
Yeah. That's when I leave town. Danny, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
really appreciate it, Glenn. And everybody, good night. And enjoy your evening. Enjoy this weather, which is terrific. Great weather to play soccer. Glenn, I love you, man. You take care.
Thank you, buddy. That's Danny Gonzalez, Tortoni Italian Restaurant.